Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Welcome to the Rush Hour. We've got plenty on the cards for this afternoon, including this man, Perth's own comedy hypnotist, Mr. Matt Hale, who is in the studio right now. Hello.
Hello. Oh, it's lovely to be back here with you, Pete.
It is good to have you here. Yeah. Finally, we've got you back in town. Mate, every time I see you, you're off travelling somewhere. You're off somewhere different.
Yeah, it's mainly working, but I kind of plan that kind of work fun thing going on at the moment, which is quite nice.
Mainly working.
Yeah.
Quotes in the air, that sort of thing. Hey, look, we're going to catch up with Rob Broadfield. I don't know, did you see this in the paper earlier today? He's got cancer again for the second time, I think, in 10 years. We're actually going to catch up with him because he's a long-time friend of the show. And we're also going to be talking Australia Day food. Mm. And then we're going to come back after that. We're going to be talking about your brand new show that you've got on coming up.
Yes, Feel Good Factory.
And also, I've got a little game to play with you as well, mate.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. The tables are turning.
You're turn the tables on you. Get your back for turning me into Mario all those years ago.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Hello. Happy Hump Day. We are halfway through the week. 10K City Stay that's coming up after 4 o'clock. I just ordered sushi from Japan. Well, back for a monster 2019 is my good friend, Mr. Rob Broadfield, the editor of the Good Food Guide at the West Australian. Hello, mate. How are you?
Hello, Pete. Happy 2019 and all that sort of stuff.
Happy 2019 to you too and all that sort of stuff as well. Now, look, let's get right into something. We'll get it straight out of the way.
We've been
mates for a while, mate, but I saw the story in the West today. And my boss, actually, towards the end of last year, my boss said to me, there's one word that I will only ever let you use once on the radio, and you have to have a damn good reason to use that word, and I'm going to take that reason now and say, fuck cancer.
you can't say that on the world.
I can, because it's bleeped out. Mate, I saw the news, and geez, that sucks. How are you?
Yeah, look. Fantastic. All things considered, it's not the greatest news you could ever get. And it's been a pretty sort of gruesome summer, just cogitating on it, over the last few weeks anyway. But, the outcome is pretty good in terms of this particular cancer. So I reckon it's just hard work ahead and, you know, putting up with it really and getting on. But, you know, I'm not going to start crying or moping or lying in bed all day. That's for sure.
Yeah,
all good.
Yeah, so what, can I just ask, what's the deal? They found, what was it, a lump towards the end of last year in your neck?
I found a lump in my sort of lower jaw, and it was pretty big, and I thought, I'll go and check it out, and which I did, and really expecting it to be anything but what it was. Thought it might have been an inflammation or, you know, whatever. But anyway, it turns out they did a biopsy, and turns out it's the real deal, cancer. So then they did some scans and found out that the primary tumour, which wasn't the thing I felt, that was the metastasised tumour. In other words, it had spread to my lymph nodes.
Yeah.
The primary tumour, which was deep, sort of back in my neck, was quite big. It was 3.5 centimetres. So
shit.
Yeah. So quite big. So that's the issue now. I've got to get rid of that and move on.
We are absolutely 100% here for you with whatever you need, because I need you around. Because who else am I going to talk to about food around Perth?
Well, exactly, right? And I'll take you up on that. Just bring me drinks.
Yeah, good stuff. Whatever you like. Mate, we're looking towards Australia Day. Good Australia Day fare, and who best to talk us through it than yourself? What do we got on the menu?
Well, exactly. Now, if you're cooking at home or you're cooking for a picnic, because a lot of people head out on that weekend, there's a fireworks show, of course, and all that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of outdoor activities on boats and watching the fireworks and all that. The old lamb meats sausage roll is one of the easiest, cleverest things you can make at home.
Oh, wow.
Put the things in it like fresh chopped parsley, cumin, salt and pepper, those sort of flavours. Mix it up with your lamb mince. Make sure it's a good fatty mince because that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it in a store-bought puff pastry. Bang it off in the oven. Job done. Fantastic. Perfect. Anything lamb, I think it's become, hasn't it? Pete, lamb's become the kind of the default protein.
It's the Australia Day. Yeah, it's the pride of Australia Day when it comes to, you know, what do you put in the oven or in the pan or on the barbie,
exactly.
Really, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. So everyone's doing that. In terms of butterfly, a leg of lamb and put it in a plastic bag in the fridge with rosemary and lemon juice and olive oil and garlic, marinate it for 24 hours, pat dry, stick it on the barbecue. And, of course, being butterflied, it cooks really quickly, nice char on it. These are great Australia Day dishes, you know. great cold too, Pete. So
yeah.
Go out the next day and you're having a picnic in the park with the kids or whatever and playing cricket as you do on Australia Day. Then, you know, these things are also fantastic cold. So.
Well, that's the beauty about Australia Day being on the weekend this year, isn't it? I mean, we've got the Sunday to back it up and have the leftovers.
Exactly right.
It's going to be an absolute ripping Australia Day. And, mate, we're looking forward to having you around for a hell of a lot more as the years go by. So
totally.
Let's crack a beer very soon, okay?
You bet.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
It is my absolute pleasure to introduce this man, Perth's own comedy hypnotist, Matt Hale, with your brand new show, Feel Good Factory. Mate, how are you?
I am absolutely amazing. It is so good to be back in my home city of Perth and for the whole month as well. We've got 34 shows across this fringe world.
34 shows?
Yeah. So yeah, we're pretty much on almost every night.
Yeah.
But yeah, I travel the world a lot doing this, so it's nice to be home at this most amazing, joyous time to be in Perth anyway, in general, just in summer.
So tell us about Feel Good Factory. What are people going to find when they get there?
Well, the clue is definitely in the name. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
People have been saying, oh, it's the Feel Good show of the festival the last couple of years, kind of unofficially. So we thought, well, look, we know people come out of this show feeling amazing. We know the people who take part on the stage feel amazing. So let's amplify that incredibly this year and really put the whole focus on it. So yes, it's a comedy hypnosis show. We've got brand new routines. There's going to be a lot of silliness this year. I go straight out from the front, right from the get-go. I will make myself look absolutely ridiculous so no one else feels bad about that themselves. So
yeah, great.
People are going to come out knowing how they can actually use their own mind to focus on the way they want to feel in the future. But you know, if all you come out with which is the most idiotic smile on your face, I'll be very, very happy.
Yeah. Now, just on that, I mean, how, you know, this time of year, a lot of people are going, oh, New Year's resolutions, you know, I'm going to feel better about myself. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to feel good. I'm going to do all that sort of stuff. I mean, you are a man who plays with the mind a lot.
Yes.
This is what a lot of this stuff is to do with. How do people go about starting to get themselves on the right track with that sort of stuff?
Well, I think first of all, you need to have a really proper goal and an achievable goal. So for some people, they go like, I just want to lose weight. Okay, well, how much do you want to lose, right? And by what date? So you've got something kind of almost concrete in your mind about that goal.
Yep.
And then the trick is also to visualize yourself seeing, you know, imagining how you would feel if you were like that and kind of putting yourself there. Like a lot of our sports people do this already to really be at the top of their game, you know, visualizing their golf shot before they take it, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So kind of focus on it, putting yourself there as if you're already successful, seeing it in your mind. The more your mind gets used to that kind of vibe, it kind of makes it feel like, oh, that's the way I should be feeling. You know, hello, I should be kind of, there's your subconscious here. I'll just do that pattern instead, right? So, it's kind of getting your mind used to feeling a certain way, even if it's imagined, because those thoughts we have in our mind can feel so real. You know, you can dream you're falling in the middle of the night and actually physically jump in your sleep,
oh,
right?
Oh, far out. There are some dreams that I have where I wake up and I swear that somebody's been chasing me, or I swear somebody has been holding me down or something
is
like
that. Right?
Yeah, I don't know, kind of weird sort of sounding dreams, aren't they? Why aren't they dreams like, oh, I swear I've been eating a bowl of nice ice cream.
You've been having problems at home now, Pete? Yeah, okay.
Well, I got two young daughters
need
now.
Need somewhere to stay.
Yeah, that'd be nice, actually, if you wouldn't mind, especially because you're only here 1 month out of the year.
That's right.
Hey, listen, you now just mentioning that you do a lot of travel. In fact, when I see your Facebook page, your social media, I don't know, how often are you home? Like, how long are you home most of the year?
Probably out of the 12 months, and it's very on and off, but I'm in Perth for about three or four months.
Maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, but I'm in and out a lot. So sometimes I just fly to Sydney, do a gig, come back to Perth for a couple of days. Or sometimes I, you know, go and jump on one of these big cruise ships for a few days up in Vanuatu or wherever. But
You're a well-travelled bloke.
Yes.
Right? And I'm going to, we'll come back in 15 minutes. I'm going to find out just how well-travelled you are. We're going to play a little game I've come up with called Place or Pro.
Ooh,
all right. So the Australian Open is on at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of hard to pronounce words, I guess.
Yes.
Right. And we're going to sift through this little hat that I have here that are full of different names. And they could be places that you've either been to.
Yep.
Or tennis professionals. All right. We'll find out how good you are.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Fringe Festival just around the corner. Feel Good Factory is going to be absolutely amazing, and the man hosting the whole thing, putting it together, bringing it to you, is Perth's own comedy hypnotist Matt Hale, and he joins me in the studio now. Hello.
I'm excitedly waiting what is next here, Pete.
It's, what is next?
You tell me.
Well, I thought to myself, you know, you're a well-traveled person. Every time I see you, and you're here, what, 3 or 4 months of the year?
Yep.
Every other time of the year, you're off somewhere else, you're cruising, or you're flying, or you're doing something somewhere else.
Yep.
And I thought, let's find out just how well-travelled you are. The Australian Open's on at the moment. So we're going to play a little thing that the Rush Hour calls Place or Pro. So it's a really simple game, okay? This is how it actually works.
Well, simple if you know the answers.
Which I certainly do. I'm going to give you a name,
yep.
Okay? Now, it could either be an exotic location, ooh, or it could be a tennis professional.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Are you ready for your first one?
I am.
Okay, here we go. Your first one is Oskman. Oskman. Is it a city in Kazakhstan with over 240,000 people, or is it a 32-year-old tennis professional from Sweden? Oskman.
Well, there's a lot of call for comedy hypnosis shows in Kazakhstan, but unfortunately I've not been called up yet, so I'm really tricky to say so. But let's go with Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan?
Place. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Correct, mate.
Oh, aced
that's it. That's one. Nice work. And nice use of the term aced it as well. Okay, yeah. Here's your next one. All right, yeah. Okay. Mannarino.
Ooh.
Mannarino. Is Mannarino a French tennis professional, quite a handsome devil as well, or an Italian province by the sea, Mannarino?
I thought he just quit as the coach of Man U. Was that Jose Mannarino, was it?
Not quite.
I'll go tennis player.
You're going to go tennis player? Far out, mate. Two from two.
Oh, there we go.
Jeez, not bad.
30 love.
Okay, all right, here we go. Let's see if we can go 40 love here. Gombos.
Ooh.
Gombos. Is it a Greek island somewhere, or is it a Slovakian 28-year-old tennis pro who's earned over $300,000 in his career? Gombos.
Look, I'm going to have to go with my heart, simply because I would love to check in there on the island of Gombos.
Gombos?
Yeah.
Gombos?
Yeah.
We're going with place.
Yes.
Oh! Ah! 30-15, my friend. 30-15. Okay. Right. Here's another one for you. Basilashvili.
Mm.
Basilashvili.
Mm.
Basilashvili. Place or pro?
Say that one more time and let me look into your eyes and just see.
You're doing your comedy hypnotist thing, Obi, aren't you? You're bending my mind. Basilashvili.
What do you reckon, Pete? Are you trying to put me towards it being a place or a pro?
I don't know, am I?
I don't know. No, I've no idea.
I move my eyebrows like this.
Tennis pro.
Tennis pro? Nicely done, good sir. Well done indeed. He is a tennis pro.
Oh.
Hey, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in here. Feel Good Factory is on at Fringe. It's going to be amazing. Where can people grab tickets?
Fringeworld.com.au or just check my Insta or Facebook. Either way, Hypno Hale, you'll find me easily.
Amazing. Matt Hale, thank you very much, mate.
Absolute pleasure. Lovely to be here again.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Kerry in Mount Rishon. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm pretty sure I drank a bottle of that last night. Hey, just for getting through to me, you've won two tickets to our VIP cocktail party at Bell's Function. Speaking of drinks.
Oh, thank you very much. That sounds lovely.
Oh, it is. It's going to be magic. City of Perth, Australia Day Skyworks sorted for you. Now, let's try and get you in the running for $10,000 cash and a weekend stay at Crown Plaza along Langley Park, shall we?
Okay.
Take my hand, Kerry. Let's dance. I'm going to play you a music montage. You'll need to tell me how many of the songs are by Australian artists. It's that simple. You ready?
Okay, I'll try.
Here it comes. How many of those are Aussie artists, Kerry?
Not too sure, but I'll go for three.
We're going for three. We're going for a full book.
Mm.
All right. Let's have a listen. Barnsley. Yes, of course. Aussie. Shepherd is Australian. And these guys are so Australian, it's in the name. Aussie Crawl, which means you got all three of them.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. That means you are in the draw for this Friday's $10,000 and a weekend stay at Crown Plaza along Langley Park with the best views of the city of Perth for Australia Day. And we'll also see you at our VIP cocktail party at Bell's Functions, Kerry.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you, Pete.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Give me a call right now if you've ever had a pen pal or currently still do have a pen pal. Doesn't matter where they're from. You know, you hear stories about people who have pen pals they write to people in jail and stuff like that. But I don't care where your pen pal's from or what they do or whatever, but I'd love to hear from you about it. The reason why I want to hear from you about it is because a little while ago I got given a box of just random stuff. Just stuff that somebody was throwing out. And the other night I decided to go through this box. And there was a stack, I kid you not, of Smash Hits magazines. You remember Smash Hits magazine? The big red logo in the top left corner, Smash in black, Hits underneath in white. I mean, this is the front cover. A Spanking Good Time, Madonna Live. Craig McLaughlin is on the front cover. Kidnapped by Aliens, Honest. Hot New Movie, The Porn Queen, The Punk Rocker, and Johnny Depp. Skid Row's in here, Wet, Wet, Wet. Far out. June 13, 1990, and the magazine costs $1.98. Now, while I was going through this magazine, flicking through stories of Donnie Wahlberg and going past the prize page and seeing things like a Depeche Mode album on vinyl being given away, I came across another section called RSVP, and it says, I want someone to write to. Send in a few words about yourself and you'll have letters galore. Every issue, there's a star reader who'll receive a special RSVP stationery set. And you had to mail to Darlinghurst, New South Wales. Please enclose a phone number so we can contact you. This won't be published. Now, I was reading through a few of these last night and I'm going to read some to you. People from WA got in here, and this was at a time where you could actually write your full name and you could write your address and everything, and it would get published with the hope of people sending you letters so you could get pen pals. We're talking 1990 here. You know, no digital, no email, no text message, no Facebook. 1990, 133353, did you or do you have a pen pal? Here's one for you. Hi, all you trendoid people out there. Oh, God, this is gold. My name is Kathy. I'm almost 15. If you cried when the Rainbow Warrior was bombed and love a good rage, if you like Sinead O'Connor, Milli Vanilli, Jimmy Bards, and hate Bogons, right, 56 Donaldson Street, Queen's Park, WA. I checked, by the way, that's no longer there. It's now, I think, 56A and B and whatever. Let's see, what else we got here? Let me find another one from WA. No, it's New South Wales. Queensland. Here we go. Okay, here's another one. G'day. I'm a true blue Aussie who is looking for true blue pals. I love Kate Sobrano, Kylie, B-52s and more. If you want a fun pen pal, then write Shannon. Gosnells. There's one here from Japan. I like this one. Hey, all sexy girls that are between 10 and 13, far out. This is, 1990. Keep in mind, this is 1990, okay? My hobbies are talking on the phone, watching TV, and going to the movies. My fave bands are Whitesnake, Bobby Brown, the B-52s, and more. Aaron in Victoria. This is gold. I would love to hear from you if you actually wrote into Smash Hits magazine. I've got a great caller of the day prize this afternoon. It's tickets for Lottery West Films on now until April. Get tickets now at perthfestival.com.au and experience the best cinema under the WA night sky. But we're thinking back to those times where you used to do this sort of stuff. Send in your letters to magazines or TV shows. And do you have a pen pal?
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
We've just been going through this Smash Hits magazine that I came across, $1.98, and the issue is from the 13th of June 1990. And in it, there's a little RSVP section where you could write to people and put your address out there and actually get them to write back and start the whole pen pal thing going. 1990. So we're asking 133353, do you have a pen pal? Did you have one? Do you still have one? Did you write into magazines? We've got Janice in Duncraig. Tell us about your pen pal, Janice.
Hey, my pen pal goes back a long way. I saw her name in a newspaper, the Sunday Times, back in about 77, 78.
Yeah.
And
what was the deal? Was it, did she, how did that happen? Did she write to the newspaper?
No, what they did is that it was a school project for them. So they were asked to write to some, try and find someone in another country, write to a newspaper in another country.
Yeah, yeah.
To see if they could get someone to write to them. So that's what they did. So they sent it off to the newspaper. It must have taken a long time back then. And, put it into the newspaper and I saw it, and she never expected any letters whatsoever, and I thought it sounded interesting, so I wrote to her. She wrote back.
Yeah.
She told me what autumn leaves, the colour of autumn leaves. She obviously didn't know anything about Australia.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
She probably thought that we were bush and kangaroos running through the street.
Yeah, yeah, we all ride kangaroos down here, yeah. So 1977, and we're in 2018. Do you still keep in touch with her?
I still keep in touch.
Unreal.
She actually came to Australia back in the early 80s, and I was actually with her the night I met my husband.
Yeah.
And then her son was here recently and stayed with us as well.
That's amazing. 1977 to 2019, and you still keep in touch with your pen pal, Jadis. That's gold.
Touch.
Beautiful. And has it changed really quickly before we jump to walk the moon? Has it changed like the way that you keep in contact? Is it all online now or do you still go by snail mail?
No snail mail anymore. I still have some of the letters, funny enough.
Yep.
And, but no emails and FaceTime, things like that.
Yep. Fantastic.
It's really good.
Good on you, Janice. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
133353. We're talking about pen pals. Have you got one? Do you still write to them after all these years? Did you have one? Even these old magazines, like what we've been reading through, the smash hits. Did you write to these magazines? I'd love to hear from you. We'll come back and take your calls.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.
We're talking about pen pals this afternoon. Did you have one? Have you still got one? How far are we going back here? The reason why is because I came across a copy of Smash Hits magazine from 1990. Remember Smash Hits magazine? I kid you not. This has got Craig McLaughlin on the front cover. What a mag. There's an RSVP section where you can write into the magazine. They'll publish you and they'll publish your address. And then the idea is to get you pen pals. And every issue, there's a star reader who also receives a special RSVP stationery set as well. Hey, let's go to the phones. 133353, tell us about your pen pal. We got Claire. Hello, Claire.
Hi.
Tell me about your pen pal from the 1960s, is it?
From the 1960s, when I lived in South Africa, and at that stage we used to go down on holiday to the south coast of Africa, and there were a lot of Rhodesians who obviously landlocked who used to come down to the same place, and I met kids of my own age, and of course in those days there was only letters, so he and his sister and I started communicating and writing letters. And as I said, that was back in the 60s. I've obviously traveled around the world. She wasn't so good. He continued to write to me.
Yeah.
And here we are, still mates. He now lives in Sydney, married with two kids. I'm living here in Perth. And the interesting part is that he's still got all my letters and I've still got all his.
Oh, that is amazing. What are some of the things that you would write to each other about?
Well, in those days, obviously we were at school, so we had a lot of stuff going on at school, you know, what you did at school, sports, your friends, things that you were doing. And then, of course, as time went on, he went to university and I went to university and compared notes on those levels.
Mm.
So there was always something. And, of course, when he went to different countries, we had that to write about. So
yeah, yep.
I did lose him for a while, obviously, when communicating by mail in Africa was not so good.
Yeah.
But we still managed to keep in touch all these years.
Ah, that's gold. Nice story, Claire. Thank you.
Thank you.
We got Louise in Bicton. Tell me about this. Yours was from a school project.
Yeah, definitely. A bit similar to a couple of calls before. Lived in a rural wheatbelt country town. Did a school project. This was in about 1981, so probably in year 8, 12, 13. Did a school project, and the idea was to write to a city school, and sort of we were just all, you know, got given a name, and you sort of just wrote to that person. And then we sort of took it further, and they used to do this thing where you would billet it out to the family. So we would swap, we would go and experience city life, and they would come and experience country life, and then, you know, you obviously had that to write about, that type of thing. So that was quite interesting. And, yeah, that went on for some years, but I still remember the girl's name, but we actually, they moved and we, yeah, lost touch, because obviously back in those days it was snail mail. There was sort of no other way. So, yeah, that was quite sad that we did lose touch over the years. But, yeah, and then I think my sister was 2 years older, so they did a similar thing that they wrote to schools overseas. So she was writing to someone in Mauritius.
Yeah,
Yeah, which, and again, that was probably more interesting because of obviously completely different, you know, demographics. So,
Mauritius, it's had some horrendous sort of cyclone atrocities over the years and stuff like that, particularly back in the day. Was the people that your sister wrote to, were they ever involved in that sort of stuff?
They were. That was actually the very sad thing, because hers ended quite abruptly, because they actually did go through quite a devastating cyclone, and they actually lost all contact. She never heard from hers again. So she always wondered, you know, whatever happened. But again, it was because, you know, there wasn't a lot of
contact
or connection, you know.
These days, you know, with Facebook, you can check in and mark yourself as safe or any of that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
So unreal.
And a lot of people actually didn't even have the phone. Some people, you know, it was like late 70s, early 80s. A lot of the homes where we lived, people, you know, to have the phone was quite a big deal. And I think we actually got the first colour TV in the street, which was 1974. In 1974, so everyone used to come to our house to watch TV.
Oh my God, Lou, I can't tell it now because we've gone a bit long here, but I have an absolutely ripping story that I've got to tell you in Perth about how my mum actually got her first ever colour TV.
Oh, that's hilarious. You bring up the scene, that'll be another day.
Yeah, it involves a toe and her nose, but I'll leave that there. She'll be laughing her head off.
Yeah, amazing. But no, good times, I think, back then, because it was very innocent. So to get the letters and just compare, school and things. It was lovely. Oh. Good topic. Thanks for that.
Oh, that's all right. Thanks for calling in. Good on you, Lou.
Pleasure. Thank you.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Let's do caller of the day. Okay. How are you, Lou?
Yeah, good. Sorry. I hung up because I thought I'm not quite sure what to do. So I'll
just
hanging on like a bit of a desperado.
Hold the line until I tell you. You're not allowed to hold the line anymore.
God, I'm sorry.
No,
look at me go.
No, it's fine.
Bloody rookie code. Mate.
But look, I it's good I could get a hold of you because you're our caller of the day today.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Yep. You've got yourself tickets for Lottery West Films, which is on now until April. It is the best cinema under the WA night sky.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Say hello.
All right. Bye.
You can get tickets to that now at perthfestival.com.au if you want to experience that for yourself. Also, back tomorrow and the rest of the week as our caller of the day prize. As well as back tomorrow, the Australia Day long weekend is not far away. $10,000 each week for 3 weeks. Two more of these up for grabs. So the 10K City stay. Be on the list now for that. Have a great arvo.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3. On Perth's Mix 94.5.